From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. At least 48 people have been killed in a suicide bombing today in Baghdad. A suspected bomber set off his device in the central part of the city. The BBC's Hugh Sykes says he was in a crowd of people who had lined up to apply for jobs at a recruitment center for the Iraqi army.
The vulnerability of these people in the center of Baghdad, old Ministry of Defense building this recruitment center is increased by the fact that it's a very busy part of the city. It's very near one of the bus stations, so there are lots of people walking around early in the morning, going to work, coming out of the buses. So a suicide bomber with a bomb in a bag, nobody would notice him. He can just walk along looking like anybody else with a bag, but no bomb in it.
The BBC's Hugh Sykes in Baghdad. Insurgents have threatened to increase attacks ahead of the U.S. planned drawdown of troops in Iraq. The United Nations says authorities are watching the Indus River in Pakistan. It could surge far past its banks, inundating a country that's already seen record flooding. Engineers are closely watching dams in Sindh province. Food and clean water are not easy to get, and relief workers can't set up emergency shelters in many places because there's no dry ground to set up the tents. Some 1,500 people are dead. The UN believes as many as 20 million Pakistanis are affected by this crisis. Now the World Bank has offered to loan Pakistan $900 million for rebuilding purposes. A federal appeals court decision in San Francisco has put a hold on same-sex marriages in California. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports many gay and lesbian couples are disappointed by the news.
Thea Lavin and her partner Jessica Gabbert were wed in front of friends and family last month in the Santa Cruz Mountains. But like many same-sex couples, they were counting on becoming legally married this week in San Francisco. A district court judge had ruled that a voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. Now, a court of appeals ruling is putting marriages on hold indefinitely.
When you've been waiting your whole life to get civil rights and to be able to marry the person that you love, a few more months or another year doesn't feel like that long. And we can wait until this is resolved, but I hope it doesn't take that long.
Lavin says she's hopeful that California's ban on same-sex marriage will be overturned eventually. The issue may end up going to the Supreme Court. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is repeating his support for a proposed Islamic center in Manhattan.
If we shout down a mosque and community center because it is two blocks away from the site where freedom was attacked, I think it would be a sad day for America.
His comments come after Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid of Nevada said Monday while he respects the First Amendment freedom of religion, he believes the Islamic Center in New York should not be put so close to the site of Ground Zero. You're listening to NPR News. The Associated Press reports three tape recordings have surfaced that purport to show the interrogation of an alleged 9/11 plotter. The AP reports there are two videos and one audio recording of Ramzi Bin al-Shib, who is being questioned. He is currently being held in Guantanamo Bay. The CIA has previously insisted in court all tapes of these interrogations had been destroyed. Britain's Barclays Bank has agreed to pay nearly $300 million to U.S. authorities after admitting it broke government sanctions by facilitating payments to countries including Cuba, Iran, Libya, Sudan, and Myanmar, also known as Burma. As Larry Miller reports from London, the bank cooperated in an investigation.
Barclays blew the whistle on itself, voluntarily disclosing to the U.S. it might have broken sanctions. Barclays' own internal investigators interviewed more than 175 employees and examined more than 100 million records. The bank won't comment on the case. The American settlement puts an end to the issue, and as part of the deal, individual staff will not face U.S. legal action. Barclays isn't the only foreign bank to be fined recently for breaking sanctions. In 2009, Lloyds TSB paid the U.S. a $350 million penalty, and Credit Suisse handed over $538 million. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Jurors who are deliberating the fate of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will resume work today. They have asked to review transcripts of some of the testimony from the governor's trial. Blagojevich has insisted the 24 corruption counts against him are not true. This is NPR.